fiscal cliff negotiations are delaying important guidance for agency budget folks. The Office of Management and Budget has not provided pass-back guidance yet, and that means no matter what happens, agencies will be under pressure to finalize their budgets in a hurry. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller joins us now with more. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so let's start with the basic things. What is the pass-back guidance, and why is OMB delaying it?
Well, pass-back guidance is part budgetary and part policy that OMB sends out usually around the Thanksgiving time frame. It tells agencies basically two major things: what their policy goals are for certain areas such as technology for 2013 and into 2014, and it also includes their final budget numbers for the 2014 request, which, as we all know, is supposed to go to the Congress in early February. Agencies usually have time to negotiate or remake their case to OMB about why one program needs more funding or a different level of resources when they get it back in that Thanksgiving time frame. OMB's delay in giving agencies this guidance is directly tied to the fiscal negotiations. An OMB official tells me in an email that OMB has held off on passbacks to agencies to determine if adjustments will be needed based on the current negotiations. The official says no decision has been made at this point regarding the budget timing, meaning if the budget will be delayed getting sent to Congress. The official also says OMB has asked agencies for additional information and analysis after that September report required by the Sequestration Transparency Act. Now, the goal here is to finalize calculations of the spending reductions that would or could be required. The request was, as I said, was very technical in nature. For example, OMB requested the sequesterable, that's a new word in the English language, by the way, federal administrative expenses in otherwise exempt mandatory accounts. So basically, if there's money that is not if there's money in an account that's usually exempt, but there's a piece that's not, what would that deduction be? So actually, White House spokesman Jay Carney addressed sequestration's impact on the budget during the December 5th press conference.
OMB is simply ensuring that the administration is prepared should it become necessary to issue such an order. OMB will continue to consult with agencies and will provide additional guidance as needed. This is just acting responsibly because of the potential for this happening.
So, Jason, we've heard from Carney. So what's the impact of the delay on agencies themselves, the people that have to do all this work?
Right. And that's the real impact. I mean, let me break it down into the technology area, because I think that's an area that I spend a lot of time trying to get the IT pass back, because there's always a ton of interesting policy changes that OMB lays out each year. You know, last year, for instance, they talked about shared services and commodity IT. But it's really, you know, where OMB wants agencies to go from an operational standpoint. So I talked with several CIOs, all requested anonymity because of the sensitivity of the pre-decisional budget negotiations. And there was a mix of reaction to not having their pass back yet. Some said that's a big impact. Some said not that big of a deal. For instance, one CIO from an agency tells me that it's adding pressure and uncertainty around 2013. The CIO says agencies are getting stressed out about it and want some answers around the big question of whether the administration will delay the 2014 budget request to Congress or not. If they do or if they don't, it's a big deal because there's impacts on both sides. If they do delay it, then there is more time to deal with issues, but that becomes more of a priority. If they don't delay it, then it becomes more of a priority because it shortens the time they do have negotiations and appeals with OMB. Another CIO tells me that they already know what their budget is because of the continuing resolution that goes through March, so they don't really, nothing changes for them so much as what happens with the passback and a lot of the policy issues they already are working on, and they still hold high expectations that Congress and White House will come to some kind of final agreement. Now, a third CIO tells me that they don't think passback will change their plans too much, but they do worry about the compressed timeline in 2013 to move out on certain initiatives. And then finally, a fourth CIO who I spoke with, they tell me that the lack of budget guidance and more broadly the fiscal negotiations at large is really causing their agency to jump through additional hoops and spend a lot of time that could be used better elsewhere. Now, more broadly beyond technology, because it's not just obviously this affects every part of every agency, the impact on agencies in terms of the delay in the budget guidance and the potential impact of sequestration is really comes down to resources, both money and people. For instance, I caught up with Dan Tangerlini, the acting administrator of the General Services Administration. He held a press conference last week, and the topic of sequestration came up. He says GSA is most concerned about how sequestration will actually impact its federal customers.
Our planning is really responsive to the agencies we serve and trying to get a better sense how they're thinking about it. And so one of the things we've been trying to do is establish a continual framework of communication around that for them and seeing if there are ways that we can help them manage their way through it. You have to recognize that most of GSA's activities are not directly impacted by sequestration because they're really supported by fees or rent paid by agencies. It's those agencies, it's that original source of funds that then could be impacted by sequestration.
Now, Tangerlini adds that part of GSA's top-to-bottom review is to figure out how best to organize and serve their customers and where that market is heading. And part of that is, okay, if the sequestration impacts this part or that, then how will GSA kind of continue along? Now, I also talked with Jim Capretta, who's a former OMB budget official and now a fellow at the Ethics and Policy Center, Ethics and Public Policy Center, which is a think tank in Washington. He says pass-back guidance has never come this late to agencies.
The fact that they have a six-month continuing resolution has made it difficult to get some planning done. The fact that they now are still not really clear where they're going to end up with their 2014 request makes it difficult to plan. The fact that they're not quite sure if they're going to get this 10% 2013 across the board cut or not makes it difficult to plan. You throw all that together into 1 year, and you really have some very tremendous uncertainty. Shifting everything to the right in terms of the calendar means that some big decisions are going to have to be made in a very compressed time period. Let's assume that the president and the leadership in Congress did come to an agreement sometime in the next 10 days or so. My guess is that will break the dam, so to speak, and lots of decisions will have to then quickly be made, even in the next two-week period. I don't see in any way that they're going to be able to make the normal deadline for submission of the president's budget, given the delays.
Wow. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, tells us, what happens if there actually is a deal between Congress and the White House on the fiscal cliff or lack of? What should agencies expect between then and when the president submits his budget to Congress?
I think there's a couple things that have really stood out from the different experts I talked to. For instance, Capretta says it's possible that the 2014 budget request could be even less relevant than usual because of all of the uncertainty and all the deals that are being worked out in the fiscal negotiations. I mean, there's that old saying that every president's budget when it arrives to Congress is dead on arrival. This one could be even more dead if that's possible. But on the other hand, there's always the other hand, I guess. Capretta says agencies may be taking such a cautious approach to their budget planning that they may actually get a little bit of good news.
If it turned out that 2013 was better than that, then they at least would have probably additional resources rather than less going into 2014. I think the big problem is to assume you're going to have some money and then not have it. Building a budget around some presumption that the resources are going to be there and then some policy decisions come down that actually leads you not to have those resources, that's when agencies get themselves into an awful lot of trouble.
Now, Capretta adds that agencies have been planning and reviewing their budgets over the last 6 months or more. Most cuts are going to come from what he calls the lumpy expenditures, such as large programs where contracts could be delayed without harming the service to citizens. He also says that the agency, with any short of budget reduction, the goal here is not to harm the public. So this means the back office functions, the administrative functions will actually probably take the biggest hits, which is not surprising to anyone who's actually been following this, but the fact is it's all agencies will focus on the front end of their work in terms of not the back end. Now, Capretta says no matter what happens with these fiscal negotiations, one thing is very certain.
On the discretionary side, where agencies get their budgets, I don't see any possibility. The caps have already been imposed under the Budget Control Act of 2010. Those are 10 years' worth of discretionary spending limitations that govern all these agency budgets. I don't see those caps ever going up. I think they're a ceiling. And this budget agreement is likely to lower, if there is a budget agreement, in addition to tax and entitlement changes, I think there's a pretty good chance that those caps will get lowered even further. Not by a huge amount, but by some additional amount as part of a deficit reduction package.
Now let me shift back to technology just for a second, because many of the CIOs that I spoke with, they also said that the delays across the board are going to have a real impact on them, not just on their people, but also on the projects they're trying to do, as well as the idea here is that, well, you got to spend a little money to save a lot of money. That also will be hamstrung by this lack of knowing where the budget is. One of the CIOs I spoke with says all these delays is causing what he calls a slinky effect with the budget process, meaning every delay, every step affects another step down the road, and in the end, that ends up hurting all the agencies much, much more in a big way.
And I guess, Jason, it's worth noting that even, you know, as you mentioned earlier, budgets are often dead on arrival when they get to Congress. They are, have been literally dead for several years now because Congress really hasn't, at least the Senate has not passed budget appropriations bills.
Correct. I mean, there's so many, the CR after CR after CR. I mean, there's even the feeling that this year will be just one big long, you know, after the March timeframe, another 6 month CR just to get us, get the agencies through. And the other piece of it is there's so much policy that comes out in the budget guidance. It's actually more of a policy piece than a spending piece with what's been happening in Congress. And I think that's the bigger concern for a lot of agencies too.
And that's Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. Thanks for that report.
Thank you.